And from the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. What a ride this will be tonight. Open lines later tonight. And welcome some new affiliates to Coast family. KUYLAM in Stockton, California. WSFEAM in Burnside, Kentucky. Great to have you with us until the end of time. Next hour, Linda Moulton Howe joins us with incredible updates on a UFO crash and also reaction to that former Canadian Minister of Defense who claims that UFOs are indeed real. But first, in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, a teenage driver faces charges in Colorado after hitting a cyclist while text messaging behind the wheel. I lead with this story tonight because I see a lot of people in their cars, and they're not talking on the phones, their heads are down, and they're typing while they're driving. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the 17-year-old was charged with careless driving causing death. The charges carry a minimum sentence of 1 year in prison. The victim was riding his bicycle when he was hit by the teen's car. He died 2 days later. The teen has not been identified because he's a minor. Authorities say he lost control of the car because he was simply sending text messages on a cell phone while driving. Sad story out of Iraq. 10 Marines on foot patrol were killed, 11 wounded by a roadside bomb near Fallujah in one of the deadliest attacks on American troops in recent months. A brief statement said the Marines were from the Regiment Combat Team 8 of the 2nd Marine Division. They were hit by a roadside bomb, which the military calls an improvised explosive device made from several large artillery shells. The Marines say that these are the most common causes of U.S. casualties now in Iraq. Terrorist kidnappers threatened to kill four Christian peace activists unless demands are met, according to a videotape and statement broadcast by the Arab satellite television network Al Jazeera. The kidnappers, who've been identified as the Swords of the Righteousness Brigade, demand that the U.S. and Iraqi governments release all prisoners held in detention centers. The tape showed all four hostages: Tom Fox, a 54-year-old of Virginia, a 74-year-old man of London, a 41-year-old, and a 32-year-old of Canada. Four members of the activist group Christian Peacemaker Teams were kidnapped at gunpoint Saturday in Baghdad and shown on a video on Al Jazeera television. The kidnappers accused them of being spies. It's all about money here, isn't it? Russia has agreed to sell more than $1 billion worth of missiles and other defense systems to Iran, a move expected to draw a very heated reaction from the United States. Russian and Iranian officials had signed contracts in November that would send up to 30 missile systems to Iran over the next 2 years. This system can identify 48 targets and fire at two targets simultaneously at a height of up to 20,000 feet. Now, Israel says they can't accept the situation where Iran has nuclear arms and is making all necessary preparations to handle a situation like this, according to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Iran's enemies, he says, have the capability to use force to disrupt Iran's bid for nuclear arms. He said this at the annual editors' committee gathering in Tel Aviv, adding that before exercising it, every attempt should be made to pressure Iran into stopping its activity. He stressed that Israel doesn't lead the struggle, and he hopes that the United Nations Security Council would neutralize this great danger. I'm going to make a prediction here on Coast to Coast that if for some reason the United Nations doesn't step in and step in pretty darn fast, we are going to see some kind of intervention by Israel, as some of the other predictors on this program have said. And I think this is going to happen within the next several months. Israel is not going to wait while Iran begins to truly arm itself. And what will happen after this, who knows? Because when you have all these other countries involved, like Russia selling arms, China, it could get out of hand. But I do believe, and mark this on your calendar, that this could happen and could happen relatively soon. Tropical storm Epsilon strengthened into a record 14th hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean on Friday, 2 days after the 2005 season officially ended. Forecasters said it posed no threat to land. Epsilon had maximum speeds of 75 miles an hour. The Atlantic hurricane season normally lasts 6 months and officially ended on Wednesday. Epsilon is the 26th named storm of the busiest hurricane season on record, which may never end the way it's going. It may just lead right into next year's. Strong earthquake rocked northern Japan late Friday. No tsunami warnings issued. This was a 6.4. Japan is one of the world's most earthquake-prone countries because it sits atop four tectonic plates, four of them. And in Taipei, Taiwan, seismic activity there has increased since the world's tallest building, it's called Taipei 101, was built, raising questions over whether the Taiwan capital has become more vulnerable to earthquakes. A geologist at the Institute of Earth Sciences, at Taiwan's most prestigious think tank, says that seismic activity in Taiwan has continued to get worse ever since this 1,667-foot skyscraper was built in 1997. And he says he's got the data to prove it. That woman who received a partial face transplant earlier this week thanked her doctors when she awoke 24 hours after surgery. After they took out the tube that was removed, she put a finger over her canal and said merci, which I guess is French for thank you. The donor tissue came from a woman who had been declared brain dead. They grafted on a nose, lips, and chin onto the face of the 38-year-old who'd been attacked by a Labrador. The dog was put down. In 1987, after watching Whitley Strieber talk about his UFO abduction on CNN, Mike St. Lawrence checked his homeowner's insurance policy and realized that he, like many Americans, was not covered for unique risks. Mike took action, and along with some concerned friends and a strong group of Japanese investors, formed the UFO Abduction Insurance Company. That's right. In a moment, we will talk with Mike St. Lawrence on Coast to Coast AM. And if you get up to the coasttocoastam.com website, you will take a look at my UFO abduction insurance policy. It is for $10 million. The beneficiary is Dr. Morgus, and he's probably jumping up and down, hoping that I get taken away. But apparently, you also have to be brought back. Now, I have not paid for this policy. Perhaps it was a gift of my staff. Perhaps it was merely just a gift of this UFO abduction insurance company. Nonetheless, I'm insured now for $10 million in case I'm taken away. Our guest now is Mike St. Lawrence, who created this company, and his website is located on the coasttocoastam.com website under his name. Mike, now, do these abductees have to be brought back in order for the policy to take effect?
They sure do, George, and we're very happy to have you as a policyholder.
Well, let's hope we never have to collect, Mike.
Well, I hope so, too, but at least you're covered for an experience like that.
Now, why do they have to be brought back? What if they just get taken and they never are brought back?
Well, the main reason they have to come back is you have to have proof that you were actually abducted and brought on board a UFO.
Aha. Okay.
In order to do that, each policy that we issue has a claim form, which, among other things, requires the signature of an authorized onboard alien.
Oh, so they have to verify that they indeed did take the person in question.
That's correct.
Now, tell me a little bit about the idea, Michael. How did this all come about?
Well, like you mentioned, back in 1987, when the CNN interview was on, my brother and I were watching it, my brother Dennis, and he said to me, he said, you know, you ought to do something about that. And that's when I checked the homeowner's policy, and I found out that most, if not every American, wasn't covered for a risk like this. So I did get some Japanese investors involved, led by the innovator of the Japanese junk bond. this is back when they had money. I don't know if you remember the late
80s. Oh, I remember that. And then there was this massive collapse.
Right. They were buying up Pebble Beach and everything. But Dr. I can't pronounce his name properly. It's spelled H-U-F-O-H. I think it's Dr. UFO, I believe, is his name.
All right. Now, how many policyholders do you have, if I can ask?
We're approaching 30,000 policyholders this year.
30,000 policyholders.
And that's over an 18-year period. So if anybody with the IRS is listening, I want you to calculate the numbers for me.
And have you ever had a claimant?
Oh, yes, we have. We've had several claimants. We've actually approved two claims.
You've approved them?
Correct.
Now, hold on now. What kind of proof did they bring back?
Well, in different cases, to be honest with you, George, it'd be a good idea if I went over some of the terms and conditions of the policy.
Okay, let's do that. Well, I'm going to keep you for the whole hour, and I understand that you may indeed bring in a little bit later on this hour someone who was abducted. So we'll chat with that individual a little bit later on. But go ahead, go through the terms of the policy.
Okay. Part A of the coverage is medical coverage. I should say this is a $10 million policy with $20 million double indemnity.
All right, and let's use me as the example, okay,
Mark? All right, you're the policyholder, George Norrie. And there goes my secretary. Part A is medical coverage in this.
All right.
It includes all outpatient psychiatric care. Because we know there's a readjustment period for an experience like this.
So you think if I'm taken and brought back, I might need some special care?
Some counseling.
All right.
And we want to cover that. Part B is sarcasm coverage. And this is limited to your immediate family members only.
That's if people make fun of me and things like that.
If they heckle you at work, we don't cover it. But if they heckle you at home, we cover it. We found out through research that 70% of all the sarcasm originates in the immediate family anyway.
And do I have to verify that, maybe capture them on videotape or something?
That would be very helpful if you could do that, George.
All right. Okay, I'll plan on that.
Part C is double indemnity coverage of the sum of $20 million, excuse me, in the event A, the aliens insist on conjugal visits.
Well, heaven, let's not hope that doesn't happen to me.
Because you just don't know where some of these beings have been.
Well, that's true.
Part B is if the encounter results with any offspring ever referred to as the next missing link. And that, say it should look like a cross between Michael Jackson and Donald Trump.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
Yeah, we would pay you without a DNA test if that were the case.
All right.
And Part C is if the aliens refer to the abductee as a nutritional food source or the other white meat.
Just like the old To Serve Man Twilight Zone movie.
Right.
Okay, and then D, of course, on my policy here says proof of abduction and return with a properly completed claim.
Right. And I should point out that most people do not purchase this policy for themselves. Usually someone else will purchase it for you, but they will name themselves the beneficiary.
Oh, so we think maybe Morgus may have purchased this for me.
It could be, but I doubt that's what happened.
All right. Now, how much does a policy cost, Mike?
We sell it for a single lifetime premium of $19.95. And we have $3 shipping and handling. And we sell most of it during Christmas, believe it or not. I never would have imagined that when we started it back in 87.
And you've honored so far of the 30,000 policies you've had out there.
Right.
You've honored two from people who claim they were abducted, and they have, I guess, verified that indeed they were. You and your company felt secure that they indeed were taken away and brought back.
Right.
So you honored this $10 million policy for them?
Right. Well, the head of our claims department is Mr. McClain, and I'd like to point out he has no credentials whatsoever, but he's so far never made a mistake. He investigates all this for us.
How much? I mean, do you write them a check for $10 million?
Well, our policy does come with a frequent flyer endorsement where the benefits are limited to one occurrence per policyholder.
All right.
And we're a lot like the publisher's clearinghouse and the lottery in that we don't burden you with a one great big payment. We spread it out. It's, they're paid in equal installments of $1 per year for 10 or 20 million years.
A dollar or a year?
A year.
10 million or 20 million years?
Right. So this is much more about peace of mind than it is about money.
So you've coughed up $2 so far?
No. Actually, the two claims that we've had, Ironically, both of them were from New York State. One was a gentleman that lived in upstate New York, and I just give it his first name because we started paying him about 14 years ago, 15 years ago, and then we've lost contact with him. I don't know if he's a frequent flyer or not, but
so
we can't find
him. I mean, are you still sending out checks to some address, and do they come back? Is that what happens?
He moved to North Carolina, and then some checks came back, and we haven't been able to locate him. And I was hoping with the opportunity on this show that perhaps we could, with your audience, someone would know who it is. His name is Richard. He was actually, you know, the program Hard Copy?
Yeah, I remember.
Years ago, we were on that program where I was first issuing his check to him. And he had some interesting proof about it. He had some an implant that was examined by a professor at MIT. And a professor at MIT said that that implant was not made of any earthly substance.
Well, I got to tell you, Mike, we've had a number of guests on the program over the years. And, of course, with a Dr. Roger Lear, who has taken it upon himself to investigate these claims. He has found people with very strange implants and devices that have been put in them. And so that's very possible. I think that that probably occurs.
So if anybody knows Richard from upstate New York, tell him to get in contact with the UFO Abduction Insurance Company. Because okay, we would like to resume his payments if possible.
Now, I have a package here that was sent to me.
Correct.
That says, please open during the show after I've reviewed my policy, which
correct.
I've done all day. So I'm to open this up now?
Well, if you would, we issued you a policy.
Yes.
And Dr. Morgus is the beneficiary. And we thought it was only fair to issue a policy to Dr. Morgus.
All right.
So you might open that up and take a look at it.
I'll open that up. $10 million UFO abduction insurance, Dr. Morgus. That reads almost the same. The benefactor is Richard Hoagland?
Right. I would have designated you, but I was listening to the show a couple of weeks ago, and I think you actually punched Dr. Morgus in the face, didn't you?
Well, I slapped him, sort of. He asked for it. He said he could stop me in mid-direction, and he could not. Now, how did Richard Hoagland get on as the benefactor on Dr. Morgus's insurance policy?
Well, that was done by me because I'm a listener to your show, and Richard's
you
one of your,
did this.
Richard's one of your frequent guests, and I thought that might be appropriate.
Well, why didn't you? Well, I guess you didn't want me to be the benefactor in as much as he was mine. Huh?
I think you roughed him up a little bit. Most people, when they buy it like that, they flip-flop the names.
All right, so Hoagland is the benefactor of $10 million UFO abduction insurance policy on Dr. Morgus. If
right.
anything happens to him. Absolutely incredible. Now, when you sign up these people for policies, I mean, do they have to go through any kind of physical or anything like that?
Well, we always say you can't be turned down regardless of your age or your frequent flyer status, and it's only if you don't have a sense of humor. So
yeah, you have to have a sense of humor, don't you?
Well, this helps out. You know, in that first example I told you about a can you hear my secretary in the background?
Yeah, I hear her wandering around back there.
She's wanting to go for a walk, but it's not that time.
Kind of a low-budget insurance company, Mike?
It's the home office right here.
I understand.
What was I just talking about? I lost my train of thought.
Well, we were basically talking about the policies in general, the claimants.
How do people qualify? We have to make sure that they fully understand what this policy is about. So we ask people three questions, and if they should answer yes two or more times, then we cannot sell the policy to them. And you want to take the test and see if you qualify?
I absolutely would like to. Let's see, we've got just about a minute left, so why don't we do that when we come back?
Okay.
And understand also that you have a claimant. His name is Lawrence Spatz. He's going to join us. We're going to talk with him about what happened to him.
Right.
And I assume, Michael, you are the only company in the world that provides this kind of insurance, or does Lloyd's of London do this?
Actually, Lloyd's of London has bought policies from us.
Oh, they do.
They have in the past. They don't do it actively now, but I think we insured about 30 of their executives when we first came out with it.
Are they underwriters to you?
No, we underwrite this ourselves. We can finance the dollar a year.
Well, you, as long as you hope that you don't get 10 million people abducted, then you...
we do have group rates, I should point out. If you get three or more policies, the premium is $14.95. But we don't have that many in one group.
All right, stay with us. We're going to... I tell you what, we're going to talk with Lawrence Spatz, who claims to have been abducted. It's going to be one of those Friday nights. I can feel it now. But we're also going to open up the phone lines. Maybe you might have a question about UFO abduction insurance. And then next hour, it'll be Linda Moulton Howe with some real investigative stories on crashed UFOs. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment. Oh, my gosh, on Coast to Coast AM. Well, at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Linda Moulton Howe with a couple investigative reports that she has been working on. Then later on tonight, we'll get into our Friday night and the Saturday morning open lines. Just 2.5 more weeks left for the After Dark CD, the holiday Christmas presents available to you. All you have to do if you want to pick one up, it's a double CD, by the way, that has bumper music, ghost stories, and calls to the show, is go to their website, afterdarkcd.com, or call this toll-free number, 1-800-598-2331. We're going to take your calls with our guest this hour, Mike St. Lawrence, a UFO abduction insurance company. Also, we're going to go to one of his claimants, Larry Spatz, claims that he was abducted, and they're paying off on that at the rate of a buck a year. You wanted to give me a test, though, Mike. Let's do that first, and we'll go straight to Larry.
One of our slogans is, you can't get this if you don't get this. And in order to make sure people fully understand what we're offering, we ask three questions. Should answer yes two or more times, you do not qualify.
All right.
First question is, do you have a sense of humor?
Yes.
Okay. Second question is, part B, do you take this policy seriously?
No.
Okay, that's a good answer, but the correct answer there is maybe, if you want to leave it yourself open.
Okay.
And part C is, were your parents related before they were married?
No, the answer
sounds
is
like
no.
Qualify.
It
sounds
is
like
no.
You, sounds like you qualify.
I'm in.
Right.
I'm in. You know, Mike, let me tell you, in Larry's case, when we bring him in for a moment between us, does he truly believe he was abducted, or is he part of the fun part of what you've been doing?
I think he submitted a claim in the spirit that the policy was offered.
Okay.
And his cleverness is what earned him the dollar a year.
All right. Let's go to him, then we'll go to phone calls. Very novel idea, by the way. And you know what? You make people laugh, and that's the important thing.
Well, thank you. Sometimes people Richard, he's a true believer in his abduction experience, and he used this policy as a tool to kind of lighten the load with his friends and stuff.
And let me tell you, in all seriousness, as you well know, listening to this program, there are millions of people on this planet that something has happened to them. I don't know what it is, honestly. We've had experts on who truly believe their stories, but something has truly happened. And it's important for people to understand, you're not making fun of them. You're here to have fun, but you're not making fun of them.
I'm making fun as much of the insurance industry as I am the UFO phenomenon.
Now that I would believe. Let's go to Larry. Larry, how are you, and welcome to the program.
How are you, George?
Good, good. Now tell us a little bit about what induced you to get a $10 million UFO abduction insurance policy.
Well, actually, it was given to me as a birthday present.
Well, a pretty good present.
It was given to me by my mom. And she usually gets me the presents that you don't know what to do with. Since 1990, eBay's become real big, so usually we put her presents back on eBay and somebody else.
Okay. Now, you are a claimant, and he's paying you a dollar a year. How long have you been collecting now?
Well, for a while, some reason, Mike couldn't find me. And I was on the internet one day, and I just happened to put my name in the search engine. And all of a sudden, I see this policy that I had filled out, like 13 years ago. Called up Mike. He said he'd been looking for me for a long time. And all of a sudden, I said, well, here I am. Send me the money.
Or now, do you fit the criteria for someone who was abducted?
Sure, I was abducted. In order to for the insurance policy to pay off, you have to be abducted.
Exactly. I mean, you don't want to be committing insurance fraud here.
No.
George, I think if I can direct your listeners to our website at UFO2001.com,
okay.
Right below the policy is a link that you'll click over and you'll see George's claim form and the proof that he submitted, which was rather interesting.
You mean Larry.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, Larry, you've got to tell me this. If there was proof, because I don't have the capability right now to click over while I'm doing this, but tell me about this abduction.
Well, 1990, we didn't have digital cameras, all over. They weren't as popular as today. So we had a Polaroid. Polaroids did pretty good picture work for 1990, but it was very dark in the spaceship, so you couldn't see much. So,
all right, but you had this
a little
Polaroid.
Bit of light or something on the side of the Polaroid, so sent that in to Mike as proof.
Now, in the policy, the right. alien is apparently supposed to sign off that he abducted you.
And he did, yes.
Your alien signed off on this?
Yes, because the abduction claim form said that you always have to have the claim form with you.
Right.
So in case you're abducted, you just take it out and have the alien sign it.
And he signed it without any reservations at all?
Oh, he was happy to sign it. He didn't care.
What did he look like, Larry?
Well, if you look at the claim form, it said alien's description. And I had put down a large head, big eyes, foot odor, and green skin.
And that was him?
That was him.
But we're glad you're back safe and sound.
Thank you.
Let's go to some
phone calls. It was only like a 3-4 hour, tour.
Okay. Well, get ready, you two, because we'll take some calls. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with us. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
This is Robin from Lubbock, Texas.
Hi, Robin. Go ahead.
I was wondering if there is a drug policy, associated with the insurance coverage. Do you have to be drug tested before you can get this coverage? And, once you've been abducted or claim you've been abducted, does it become null and void if they found drugs in your system?
That's an interesting question.
It's very interesting. So far, we haven't had to bring anything in like that, but we might consider that for the future.
Okay, but right now, then, you don't have that as part of your policy.
No, the head of our claims department is a pretty good...
pretty lenient, isn't it?
Pretty good claims instructor. And, I'm surprised we haven't gotten more claims filed than we have. We probably had less than 15 claims out of those policyholders we sold, and we sold them all over the world, too.
How disappointed, Michael, are the claimants? You've had 15, you say. You've only
right.
honored two. These 13 people running around this world must be pretty upset with you.
Well, in their particular instances, they weren't as clever as Larry was. That Polaroid picture that he mentioned that he has?
Yes.
If you take a good look at it on the website, if you get a chance, I'll describe it to you. It's almost like it's just an overexposed black Polaroid picture. You can't see anything. It's just
well,
dark.
Why did you decide to honor his claim then?
Because he said on there he apologized that the picture wasn't very good because there was very little light inside the UFO.
All right, and you have to take that at face value.
Well, and one other thing, I had a TV crew come over from Tampa to in the Altamont Springs area probably about 3 or 4 years ago. And I brought out the picture and the claims form to show them, and I looked at it, and there was some writing, and he had drawn arrows, what was up and what was down. And I thought, my goodness, we've been holding this upside down the whole time.
First-time caller line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Yes, hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Well, my name is Isaac. I'm driving through Oklahoma right now. It's great to talk to you, finally get through. I have one question. What's your website, or what is it? Where can I get this? I think I got some friends that get a kick out of this.
It's
go ahead.
UFO2001.com.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
How many hits do you get a year on the website?
You know, we don't. It's a function of publicity, and the publicity comes and goes. Like with your next topic with Linda Moulton Howe
mm-hmm.
about the defense minister from Canada, that kind of brings up the UFO thing in everybody's mind. And we get more hits when something like that's going on. Remember the Phoenix Lights when that was going on?
Oh, sure.
The X-Files TV show was a big boost to us. We in fact, Dana Scully and Fox Mulder are policyholder and beneficiary.
Well, you know, Mike, in one case, it's tongue-in-cheek, it's funny, and it's very, very clever. On the other hand, it's also real in that, you know, not necessarily the fact that there's a $10 million coverage here and you pay a dollar a year, but there's something going on this planet. And, you know, even in a small way that you're doing this, you may bring light to the fact that there is something going on.
Well, you know, I tell people if I can make you laugh and think at the same time, then I'm doing my job right.
Absolutely. If you take life seriously all the time, there's something wrong. Right. East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, Keith, I'm Greenville, Michigan.
Hey, Keith, what's going on?
I'm not too much about you.
Good. Life is good.
All right, this question's for Mike. I had a question. How many people can be in that group policy? What's the minimum, I mean?
Actually, we've had people insure their whole family, and it's kind of limited to the immediate family. If you wanted to take out a policy for your family and make one of the members, the dog or anybody, the beneficiary, you could do it.
All right, that sounds good. That's what I was hoping for. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I mean, Morgus has got to be delighted. I know he has gone through some very tough times, and a dollar a year could probably help him out quite a bit.
Well, you know, you and I have something common about Morgus.
What?
Did you watch him
as a kid, too?
When I was 12 years old, I was on his TV show, or almost on his TV show.
Was it in New Orleans or Detroit?
In New Orleans. I think I probably was the first Morgus Jr. And what it was is, during Halloween in New Orleans, I imitated his voice. I could imitate his voice back then. And you remember how he was always saying, "Daddy, Daddy, you idiot"?
Yeah.
Or no, excuse me, "Chopsley, Chopsley, you idiot."
Chopsley.
And I went around Halloween dressed as Morgus, and a lot of people had fun with it. My sister got on the phone and called WWL-TV in New Orleans, and he had a weather program. I don't know if he had one in Detroit.
Yes, he sure did. And that's how I first got associated with him. He had a five-minute little weather capsule show.
Right, and I was invited to come down to that show and to be off stage at the end of the show and to come on saying, "Daddy, Daddy, you idiot." I was evidently his illegitimate son. I didn't know what I was, you know.
Can you sound like him now?
Not really. I did a much deeper voice when I did it back then. "Daddy, Daddy, you idiot." But it's been so long, I can't really remember.
All right, let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi. I would like to ask your guests if they have any information to confirm the fact that George W. Bush was abducted by aliens and replaced with a cocaine-addled clone.
We'll have Mr. McClain look at that.
They do take their shots, do they not?
He's a policyholder, by the way. I actually got some correspondence from him when he was governor of Texas.
Now, I saw on your website that not only is he a policyholder, but John Kerry is the benefactor.
He's the beneficiary. We should have made Scooter Libby the beneficiary.
Now, are you serious when you say you have 30,000 policyholders?
We don't have 30,000 yet, but we're approaching that right now.
That's worldwide.
Yeah, and most of the policyholders in the United States, with Canada being the second most popular country, Britain, Japan, unbelievable amount in Japan, and Australia.
And this, your company has been reported on what, the Wall Street Journal?
Right. It's been all the major media, basically. All the cable TV channels have done something on it.
You've been on radio and television in Australia, Japan, England.
Right.
I was on the Letterman
version of Australia in Australia by satellite from here in the States.
Now you might want to start writing policies for the guy who's selling land on the moon and Mars.
He called me up and wanted to make a deal with me about 3 years ago.
Did he really?
Really.
Now you can insure his claimants when they want to take possession of the property and they don't get it.
I heard that they were making him stop doing that just the other day.
In China, he has been forced to stop. He may still be doing it here in the United States.
Yeah.
Now you got to tell me, though, how did the idea come to you?
This is not the first policy that I've offered that may be of some interest to you.
All right.
We have a sister company, the Future Life Insurance Company.
What do they do?
We offer a $10 million reincarnation insurance policy.
No.
it's based on the premise, while it's still true, you can't take it with you. Now you can leave it here and come back and get it.
Come back and get it. All right, so how do you prove this one?
That's a tough one. That's a real tough one. And there's no dollar a year limitation on that one. It's $10 million.
How many claims have you paid out?
No claim. Never have gotten a claim on that.
Nothing.
Nothing. We suggest if you come back as a tree or a rock, you get someone to help you fill out the claim form. But Shirley MacLaine was really was kind of the inspiration for that.
Did you always have this warped sense of humor when you were a kid?
Well, you know, this, if you think about it, this is a lot like Dr. Morgus's humor.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was always on his horror show. He was always going to have a get-rich-quick scheme, and they all failed miserably.
Every experiment goes awry with that guy.
And I never did finish telling you about going on his show. As I was walking on the set when I was 12 years old, I tripped over a cable, and it knocked the whole television station off the air for 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was a Morgus event there.
That was the beginning of your accident. No wonder you went into the insurance business.
Yeah, Larry King asked me when I was talking to him one time if I was dropped as a child, so there might be something to that.
Well, let me tell you, this is a novel idea. It's fun, and at the same time, I think, does create some pretty widespread recognition for what's going on, I think. And you, Lawrence, yeah. I guess you're glad you came back to collect, huh?
Sure. I'm glad I found Mike again, but I did have a question for Mike. I just wanted to know if the policy is transferable to my son, so he collects the payments.
In the event you check out.
Right.
We might be able to work something out like that, Larry.
All right, that's good. And also, is there any kind of prepayment that you might do for the future?
I don't want to get you in tax trouble.
Oh, okay.
Now, aren't there some companies out there that will buy annuities and pay you up front for it? You might, Larry, want to take it to one of those companies. I see them on television all the time.
Yeah.
And show them the policy, the fact that they've got to pay out $10 million over the next 10 million years. Maybe they'll give you it up front.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
When you think about it, he's got his balance sheet looks pretty good when he's got $10 million coming in, doesn't it?
Sure.
It sure does. So what do you do next? What's on your plate, Mike?
Well, I have some other policies that I offer. There's about 8 different what I call parity policies, and one that may interest your listeners also is a $10 million asteroid insurance policy.
Now, that one I might take you up on.
And that doesn't have a claim form. Okay?
Yeah, you don't need that, and I'm not sure you'll pay out on that one either.
Well, that's kind of the theory behind
Sadly enough.
But that was written up in the Wall Street Journal, and that's where I got the letter from George W. Bush. The state of Texas investigated me, and they've investigated me in Florida here maybe 2 or 3 different times, and I'm on a first name basis with the fraud division. They know.
Have they really? Real life, they've done that?
Yeah, they're aware of what I'm doing, and they've pretty much given me tacit approval to do it. They're not coming out and saying I've got a seal of approval, but there's nobody complaining, and they've actually bought policies from me.
In theory, I guess you are legitimate. Because you spell out the terms of how you're going to pay this, right?
Actually, this is a good thing for consumer awareness and critical thinking, because we're honest. We're 100% honest in our policy. We tell you exactly what it is, and we won't sell it to you if you don't get it. And as opposed to what's going on in the Gulf Coast right now, where these people paid for insurance for years and years, and their homes are gone, and they're going to use the technicality that it was storm surge and things like that.
Let me tell you something. What you just said was well worth putting you on the show this hour. You're right on that.
Well, thank you.
All right, and your website again, one more time, Michael?
It's UFO2001.com, and our corporate motto is Don't Leave Earth Without It.
You got it. Thanks a lot. Good luck to you, Larry. We're glad you're back on Terra Firma. And in a moment, Linda Moulton Howe joins us, and later on, those open lines. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. To those of you, the few of you who are taking this really seriously, smile, chill out a little bit.